nights. Over Leil Shabbos is Friday nights. She came Mitzino b'yimei Shimon ben Shetach. We found this also by Shimon ben Shetach. So Rashi says Wednesday night and Wednesday night, says it's in Friday nights, or Tuesday, Leil Shavuos means Tuesday nights. Rashi, Zeo b'leil revius of Leil Shabbosish, Shein Toruch of Meyodim, Deinem Hochum of Drecheim, b'leil revius of Mei Igeris, Bas Machlis of Psochim. Then you're not to go out on Tuesday nights. So since people don't go out anyway, there's a Shadim outside then, and people usually don't go out Friday nights either, you're home, so that's a good time that Hashem gives the rain. It doesn't bother you anyway. So that's called the time at the right time when the rain won't affect you when you're at home anyway. Now the more says, Shekein Mutzinu b'yimei Shimon ben Shetach. Shrashi Kloimer, V'shem ha-toymer ein sipuk b'gishomim shabez leilois. B'shabbos, maybe it's not going to be enough just to have rain two nights a week. You're telling me now rains will come down on Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Maybe that's not enough to rain for the city. So it says, no, we saw this amount of rain was enough in the times of Yimei Shimon ben Shetach. It's brought down at that time, it rained Tuesday nights and Friday nights. And just from those two nights of rain alone, the produce grew so well that the wheat grew as big as kidneys. And barley grew as big as olives. The adoshim and the lentils kedin rezov, like a dinner of gold. V'tzaru mehem dugmal adoris, and Shimon ben Shetach like wrapped it up in a bag and kept it away, stored it away to the adoris with future generations. Loidia, to teach them that kamo hachet gerim. In other words, if things don't grow as well as this, it's because Klai Yisrael are doing chatoyim. It's because of our chet that these things happen. Shinem the pasuk says avonoseichem hitu elu. It's because of our averus that these things happen there to us. And because of our averus, that stops the good. So in other words, you don't need a tremendous amount of rain, even though it only rained Tuesday nights and Friday nights, but since Hashem ben Shetach time, Klai Yisrael was doing mitzvahs, so Hashem gave him a bracha, that amount of rain was enough to produce such nice averus. By shaking other times, even though it rains a lot, you don't have such good fruits, because we do chatoyim, the averus, stop the toiv. V'chein matzino b'yimei hurdus. Same thing b'yimei hurdus. Was, shehoye oiskim b'binyin beis hamikdash. They were oisik then in building the beis hamikdash. V'hoye yoredim gushom b'layla. It started to rain at night. And they thought, oyvei, we're not going to be able to build the beis hamikdash tomorrow. L'mocher in the morning, nishbu haruach, the wind came and blew. V'nispaz rovim took away the clouds. V'zoch racham, the sun came out shining. V'yotzu am l'mlachtam. Everybody was able to go out to finish building the Beis HaMikdash. V'yodu, and they all knew, shamalecha shemayim v'yadayim. That they're doing now mitzvahs. In other words, Hashem is doing something nice to them, that for these mitzvahs, like they were able to, and this happened, come out, that the clouds went away, and they were able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says at the end, Ma'isa sheshochu l'chuni yamagel. That the Chum told chuni yamagel daven for rain. Now the Brisa says a little bit bigger. Ton of Rabbonim. We learned in a Brisa like this. Pa'amachas, it once happened that Yotzer Roy Vader, throughout the whole winter, came to Adar already, v'lo yodu v'shomim, and it didn't rain yet. It's been a terrible year. Sholchu l'chuni yamagel. The Chum sent to chuni yamagel. His spalol, go daven for us. V'yodu v'shomim, and let it start raining already. His spalos, so chuni started to daven, v'lo yodu v'shomim, and nothing happened, the rain didn't come down. So all Guga, he made a circle around him. He carved out on the ground a circle. The Yom HaBetoichen, he stood inside the circle. Kederach Shosa Chavakuk, just like Chavakuk did, Hanavi. Shinema says over there, I'm Mishmarati Omda, I'm standing on my Mishmeris, V'siyatzva Motzah, I'm staying in my hidden, my palace. Like also did the same thing. So what did Chuni say, Omri said, Lefonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bonecha Somu Pnei Malai, your children are putting their face upon me. Keben bias lefonecha, because I'm a ben bias, I'm like a home with you. And nishbani b'shrimcha gadol, I Chuni Yamagel swore in your name. Sheni zoznikan, I'm not going to move out of the circle. Achetirachim abenecha, until you can have rachmonis on your children. Hashem wants you to have rachmonis. Is eschilu gisham menatvim. So Chuni davened well, and right away the gisham started to come down. Is amrulait. So he started to daven in his chilu gisham menatvim, and the rain started to come down. is Amrullah Tamidas Atamidim said, Rebbe, Reincha Vulay Nomas, like we want it that we shouldn't have to die. Kim Dumim Onu, Shein Gisham Yodim Elalahat Yeshua Secha. Like so far, only a small amount of rain was coming down. It wasn't enough to live on. So Tamidim told Chunya Magal that this is not enough to live on. You're giving a small amount of rain. This is only enough, like, to take away your Shavua. That's all. Now, you swore that the rain should come down, so Hashem is making a little bit of rain. But that rain is not enough for us to live on. It's almost, so he said like this. So Chunya said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loikach Shalti, I didn't ask only for this rain. Elagishmei Boiras Tichon Amoris. I want a lot of rain to come down, that they'll fill up their ditches with water. So Yordu Bezaf Enichnami, then the rain started to come down very, very strong. Acha kol tipa v'tipa, every drop of rain, kemolei pichavis, every drop was as big as a barrel full of water. That's how much rain came down. V'shiru chachomim, shein tipa p'chusim elug. Each drop had the size of a lug. A lug is our revi'ath, so we make kiddush on, it's called the revi'ath halug. It's only one quarter. Let's say it's like 4 ounces. So kids say each drop was 16 ounces of big. So that's how much rain was coming down. So Amrulay Tamidim, and Tamidim is about to Chunya Magal, Rebbe, Harincha v'lenomis, we ask you to daven for us, but we don't want to die. Kim dumim onu, shein gisham yodim hel la'abad olam. Such rain is only coming down to destroy the world. That's a marvel. We're having another marvel here. That's how we want you to daven for. Like you're destroying us. So Omar again, Chuni stood up and davened to Hashem again and said, Om Lefonov, Loikach Shalti True, I didn't ask for this. Elagishmei Rotzayim Bracha. I davened to Hashem that give us nice rain, they'll give us a bracha. V'nodva, people should like it. So Yodu Kitikunam. Then Taka, the rain came down normally. Ad She'olu Kolom Laharabayis, till it rained normal, but the rain continued on. Until everybody had to go up, a kol om laharabayis b'vnei hegeshomim. Even though it was normal rain, but it rained so long there was like a floody, and the people had to go up to the Beis Hamikdash, and that's on top of a mountain.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
Omru l'Rebbe, so Tamid came back to Chunya Magal and said, Keshem shes palalto sheyordo, the same way you daven to Hashem to make the rain come, of a kachis palol v'yelchulhem. Now go daven and let the rain stop, like it's too much rain. It's almost flooding away here. Omulahem, chuni esabag no. Kach mekublani, this is where I was mekabo for my Rebbe, shem mispaolen aroi v'atoiva. You're not allowed to daven to Hashem, we should take away a big amount of toiva. And Afar became even so, hevioloi par. They brought for him an ox, a par, hoido, heviloi par hoido, they brought him this par hoido, somach,
as she says, par hoido,
lisvada solov, to say vidyuan, viyoisaloi smicha revil shlomin, and he brought a carbon shlomin. So Rashi says, chuni bizmana bayasoya, chuni lived during the second Beis Hamikdash. So Yitaka brought him this par, and somach shtayod of olive, he made a smicha on it. The Yom Lefon of while he's making the vidu, he's saying this, making the smich, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Amcha Yisrael Shoytzeis Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael that you took out of Mitzrayim, and in Yecholam they can't take Loi Beroiv Toiva, Loi Beroiv Peronius, like Klai Yisrael are babies that they're complaining too much. They can't take too much good, they can't take this too much rain. Who are then they can't take no rain either. So just like that, to Hashem, like just give them the rain that's good and stop the excess rain. Is chasta leyim en yichodim? You can't get angry at them. Lamoid hashpoyes leyim toiva en yichodim lamoid. No, chasta when you get angry at them and you mechayim lamoid, they can't take the bad. Hashpoyes leyim toiva when you give upon them good and you mechayim lamoid, they can't take the good either. So Chuni said, Yirotzum ofanecha sheyivsku hageshomim. V'yerevach boilam, that you daven to Hashem, he did daven to Hashem, that the rain should stop, and there should be peace for the world. Is miyad, right away, nosh baruach, the wind came and blew, v'nispaz rovim, and the clouds went away, v'zorcho achama, and the sun came out, v'yotzom the sod, and everyone went out to the sodom, v'yulem kimeim upratrios, and everybody found mushrooms there. They all came home with mushrooms. First he said he's mekubal, he can't daven to Hashem to stop the rain. But then when they brought him the par, rises with the korban, he did say vidu, and he did daven. But Tana Rabba writes, Sholach lo Hashim ben Shetach, Hashim Shetach send a message back to Chuni Magol. Il mole Chuni atav, if it's not that you're Chuni, because Reni Olecha Nidai, I would have put you into Nidui. What have exiled you? She'elu Shonim, She'elu Shonim these years, Kishne'elu Yo, She'amavtechos Kisham B'yodesh Eliyo, L'nimtsa Shom Shemayim Mischal La'yodcha. In other words, that even by Eliyo Anovi, when there was no rain there, he didn't just daven to Hashem and tell Hashem, do it, the way you did it. Like, it's not so nice. Shrashi, She'amoli ha'yoshonim kishnei liyo. Kizera satiros kisham, even though it'll be a drought, there'll be no rain. O mafteach shagashom biyodesh liyo. And even if he has the key for the rain, le'nimtsu shem shemayim eschala b'tmiya. Sh'liyo nishpachai ki'im yi'ashonim elal motor. Like, we don't find that Eliyahu Hanavi said such a lashon that he swore to Hashem in Hashem's name and saying, if you don't give down rain, like, I'm not going to move out of here. Like, it's not so nice what you did. Now, even Eliyahu Hanavi didn't do such a thing like that. Like, to say to Hashem, I'm swearing in your name that you have to give me rain. It's not nice to talk to Hashem that way. So Shem Machetach really was angry at Chuni Magal. But he said, Avama Eslacho, what can I do to you? Sha'atam mischot lefnei amokim. You like didn't talk nice to Hashem. You did a chet. You did an aver in front of Hashem. But Hashem still does what you want. Kibben like a son. Shem ischatra aloviv. The son doesn't act nice to his father, but still the father does the rotzen of the son. And he says to his father, take me and wash me in hot water. Then wash me off in cold water. Go give me nuts. Shkei the mammons. Afraskim, other fruits, remind them pomegranates. But nice and lining, their father gives it to you. Even though you don't act nice to your father, still the father does what you ask for. Because Hashem is listening to you, Chuni Magal. If you lech HaKos of Omer, and such a person like you, the Pasuk says, Yismach Avicha V'yamecha V'sog L'Yilaratecha. That they should be happy for people to have such a son like you. In other words, vice versa, you are a big tzaddik, that Hashem is listening to you and does what you want, even though you're not asking right. Tana Rabbon. What did the people from Lishka Sagozim, the people of Beis Hamikdash, what did the Sanhedrin, send to Chuni Magal? It says in the Pasuk, Batigzar Oimer, he made like a Gzeira, the Yokum Lecho, it should stand up, the Yadrachecho Noga Or, and on your way it should light up, there should be light. Now, the Tigzar should make a Gzeira Oimer Ato, that means Gzeira Melmato, Vakodesh Bochum Akayim. Mamarecha, Milmala. What you say downstairs, Hashem is Mekayim, Hashem listens to you upstairs. V'yadurachecha nogor, on your road it becomes light, that means door, shoya ofel, a door that was black, ho'arta b'tfulasecha. With your tefillah you made it light. That with you, Chuni Amadlo, you davened for rain, it came down rain. Shrashi door shoya ofel, miroy tsar, shoyodu gishom, everybody felt bad, there was no rain, that you helped them by your tefillah. Ki hashpilu, the Pasuk writes, ki hashpilu v'atoymer gova, that you lowered them when they said they became up. The mitzdor shoyu shofel, a door that was all low down, was shofel, hegvosa b'tfilu secha. And your tfilu, you lifted them up, the same thing. They felt so bad, there was no rain, they felt all let down, well, your tfilu helped them. V'soche nayim yoshia, the mitzdor shashach b'avoynoi, a door that was let down because it did Averis, Hoyshatam v'tfilasecha. Your davening helped him. And Yemolati Noki, that means door shkoy hoyu noki, a door that was not noki, was not clean. In other words, your generation was doing an Averis. Maltosai v'tfilasecha. You saved them with your davening. V'nimlat v'bor kapecha maltosai v'mas yodecha habrurim. In other words, because of your maisim, your titkis, you saved them. Om Rav Yechinen, Kol Yomo Shaloisi Atzadik, all the life of Chuni Magol, Hoye Mitztaira Mikra Zeh. It bothered him this posik. What's true on this posik? Shira Malos, Peshuv Hashem, Peshuv Atzion, Hoyeniku Cholmin. That there's going to 70 years in Bavel, that I'll come in Mitzvah, Hashem will take us out of Bavel again, and it goes Bavel, and those 70 years was like I was sleeping, like you were dreaming. Hoyeniku Cholmin was like you were sleeping. Shrash, Hoyeniku Cholmin, Kecholam Nidne Golos Bavel, Shoyeshuv Mishonah. The Apostle is saying this Golos that were in 7 years in Bavo is like a dream. So Chuni had Shver Oma, Chuni said, Meiko Dinayim Shivim Shonin, the Cholma, is it possible to have a dream like to sleep for 7 years? Who ever dreamt for 7 years? You can dream a little bit, one night, two nights, but you can't dream for 7 years straight. So what happened was, one day it happened, Heavy Ozel B'Yurcha, Chuni Yamagos walking in the street. Chazil Hugavri saw him in, Tevi Nota Charuva. He was digging now a box of tree. He's putting the seeds into the ground. Omalai, so Chuni asked this person, Omalai, hi. How long does this seed need to grow to give off boxa? How long does it take for boxa tree to grow? We know it takes 70 years for boxa tree to give off boxa. So Chuni said to him, like, what are you doing? What are you busy now planting a boxa tree? You're 50 years old now. Are you going to live another 70 years that you're going to get through? So what are you wasting your time for? The guy answered back like this. Almo v'charuvas kachti. I found a box of tree when I was alive. What does that mean? My father planted one for me. So kihecha b'shashin liyavosi. Just like my father 70 years ago planted the tree for me, I enjoy it right now. Shashli nami lebroi. I'm also going to plant this tree for my son and Mr. Shem, my son, my grandson, and 70 years from now they'll enjoy the fruits. So my son was Yosef kokorach rifto. Chuni Amago sat down and started to eat there. Osele Shinsa, he got sleepy. Niyam, he fell asleep. And Ahadrele Mishinise, he woke up from his dream, from his sleep. Ahadrele Mishinise, he fell good asleep. And Ichse Meina, while he was sleeping, it got covered up, closed up, and nobody noticed where he was sleeping. Ishrashi, also Sivosa Shane Sela. It happened that all around him, stones, rocks became around him. And he got closed up that nobody knew where he was. V'nim shivim shonim. This is the Maaseh that Chuni had a nice sleep there for 70 years. He was sleeping there. He came, when he woke up, chazil hu gavra, devi ko malakit minayu. He saw a man now pulling off the boxer off the tree. He went to sleep, the guy was planting the tree. When he woke up now with a big boxer tree there ready, and the guy was pulling off the fruits. Omalais, he said to this person, Atu de Shaltinu, are you the person that planted it? Omalais, no, that guy died already. Bab Reya, no, I'm his grandson. My grandfather died already. I'm his grandson now that's pulling off the trees. Is Omalais, so Chuni said to himself, Shmamina, I see from here, deny me Shivin Shonin, I fell asleep talking for 70 years. So now Taku is able to understand Shan that posted, that Shira Malva Shiva Sem Shiva Sina Yuga Cholim is possible for somebody to talk a dream for 70 years. Of a Chosel Chamre, he saw his donkey, his old donkey, the Yisyolad Lei Ramche Ramche. He saw his old donkey had great grandsons already. And he saw the donkey he left when he went to sleep 7 years ago now had a lot of offsprings already. Is Osla Beisa, so with the babies here, with the other donkeys, he went home with them. Is Omalhu Brei Dechun Yamago. So when he went home to his town, he asked, is my son alive? Is my son still here? Mikhaim is still alive. Omrule, they told him, Brei Lacey, he has no sons anymore. Ba Brei Isi has a grandson. As Yechuni Amagli, your grandson is alive. Omalusi went to him, no, Chuni Amagli, he told his grandson, I'm your grandfather, I'm Chuni Amagli. Lahim nu, the grandson thought it's crazy. My grandfather. My father died already. My grandfather should be alive. Didn't believe him. Ozla Beis HaMedrash, Chuni Amagli went to the Beis HaMedrash. Shaminu we heard in the Beis HaMedrash from Rabbonin. To Kamer, they were saying like this, Nehirin Shmaitetin, Ki B'Shnei Chuni Amagli. Like we're learning very good pshat right now, we understand it very clearly, it's very clear to us, just like the Torah was learned in the years of Chuni Amagli. Ki Hevi Ayin L'Beis HaMedrash, because when Chuni Amagli used to come into the Beis HaMedrash, Kol Kushya De'Evelin Rabbonin, any question the Rabbonin had, Hevi Mefarkalu, he was able to answer all the questions. So Chuni heard him saying this, Omalu, so Chuni said, Gevaltik, Ano Ninu, I'm the person, you're talking about me, here I am, I'm Chuni Amagli. Lahim knew, people didn't believe him. Nobody gave him the right respect the way he needed it. His male chol should die, he felt very bad. Boy Rachmi, Darwin to Hashem, who missed that he should die. So Omar Rovit, this is what Rovit says, Hainu the Yamri Inchi, this is what people say. Oi chavrusei, oi misosei. Either a person have friends, you have a chavrusei, you have a friend, or else oi misosei, else you should die. In other words, if this is not your place right now, you have no friends here, you can't live that way. A person has to live with friends. There comes a time that's not your place anymore. Like Bala Musa, stay over this Gemara in a place where you don't belong there anymore. The older person goes to a kindergarten. You don't belong there. It's not your place. That's called Churi Nagel. You have to go to a place where you belong. Like here in the Maisa, Churi Nagel didn't belong in the world anymore. He was 70 years above his times. Like his generation passed already. So he couldn't take it. And he davened to Hashem. Hashem should be Mace. Here. Abba Chilkiya Bab read the Churi Nagel. Now Abba Chilkiya, he was Churi Nagel's grandson. Heavy. When there was no rain in the world, heavy Mishadri Rabbanu Lagabei, the Rabbanu would send a message to him, he would daven to Hashem, the Yosef Mitra and rain would come, the Mishad the Kaychas of his grandfather, Chunya Magal. Zim Nechod, it once happened, Itzra Chalmel Mitra. They needed rain, there was no rain. Showed the Rabbanu Zuga the Rabbanu Lagabei. So the Rabbanu sent a pair to the Midachomim to go to Abba Chilkiya, to go to him, the Miboy Rachme, that he should daven for rain, the Nasi Mitri should daven to Hashem, the rain should come down. Is also Levesa, so Tutim Yechomim went to Abba Chilkiya's house. Well, Yashkechu, they didn't find him at home. Also Badarva, so they went down to the fields, the Yashkechu, they found him there, David Korofit, he was working. Joshi Oida Besod, he was like plowing the ground. Yoivale Shalma, so two Tamil Chomim gave out the Chukki Shalom Aleichem. For Loi Asvalu Ape, you didn't turn, you didn't notice.